018, Sunday night. Second shiur in Hilchos Brachos HaTorah. Mem Zayin, Siv Beis. Came across an interesting Aruch HaShulchan. I found it a little difficult. The Chazan says you can make Brachos HaTorah standing or sitting. So the Pashtus, it's a chair. The Pashtus is a Brachos HaTorah. It's a Brachos HaMitzvah. You have to stand for Brachos HaTorah. So we'll see. There are those who suggest that Brachos HaTorah, I think I mentioned this last year, that Brachos HaTorah is not a regular Brachos HaMitzvah. More of a bichas hashvach v'hayidah over the Torah. We'll see that in the next siman, really, in Shulchan Aruch. I think it's mavur in the Shulchan Aruch like that. Really, it's mavur in the Gemara like that. But we'll see. But that's a thought to keep in mind, that the Aruch HaShulchan says you can make the Torah standing or sitting. Sid Beis says tzorech levarech bein lemikra bein lemishna bein legemara, and Haggah the Ramah says bein lemedrash. If you've ever had the pleasure of actually reaching the Daf Yud-Aleph and Brachos, after you've learned that Beis Gimel Daled Hei Vav Zayin Ches Tes, so it discusses Brachos HaTorah there on Daf Yud-Aleph on the Beis. So there the sugya is as follows, according to our Gerson, the sugya. Rabbuna says you have to make a Brachos HaTorah over Mikra, over Pesukim. The Medrash, not. Medrash does not mean what we mean when we say the word Medrash. The Gemara uses the word Medrash, it means Darshaning the Pesukim, like Torah's Kohanim, deriving Halachas from the Pesukim. That's Torah's Kohanim, Sifra, Sifri, that's called Medrash. Darshaning the Pesukim. So, you learn the Gemara, you say, well, why in the world don't you have to make a bracha on Medrash? And Ravuna says, Rav Lezer says, you do have to make a Medrash, but not La Mishnah. Not if you learn Mishnayis. Rav Yechonon says, Mishnah you have to also, but not La Talmud. Then the Gemara says, Rav Omar, for everything, after the Talmud. So first of all, read the Mechaber, he's a Sorech Lavarech, Bein La Mitra, Bein La Mishnah, Bein La Gemara, and the Ramah says, Bein La Medrash, and the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, as do the other Noisa Kalim, that the Ramah is not arguing with the Mechaber meant Medrash also. That certainly fits with the flow of the Gemara, because Mishnah and Gemara are later on the list. The Gemara keeps having Havamim is not. Mikra yes, Medrash not. Even Medrash yeah, Mishnah not. Even Mishnah yeah, Talmud not. That's how the Gemara flows. So, according to that, if you read the Mechaber, it's Taka, of course Medrash, yes. Even Mishnah and Gemara, yes. So, of course, Medrash. Why the Ramah had to speak it out? Before I should say it, there is a different Gersa in the Gemara, where Medrash is last. So, assuming the Noisa Kalim are correct, that the Ramah just means to interpret the Mechaber, so maybe the Ramah had the other gear, so when Medrash was last, so he didn't want you making the mistake of thinking that the Mechaber means Medrash not, so he said Medrash also yet. But this all begs the larger question. Why is there a sugya in the Gemara about it? You can't make Brachos HaTorah on anything. Why not? So again, this seems to indicate that you're not making, that Brachos HaTorah is not a Brachos HaMitzvah. If Brachos HaTorah would be a regular Brachos HaMitzvah, then whenever there's a mitzvah to learn, you'd make a bracha over. Certainly a mitzvah to learn Medrash, certainly a mitzvah to learn Mishnah, certainly a mitzvah to learn Halachas, Gemara. So you make a bracha. What's the Gemara talking about? Parrot says, it's sort of a Brachos HaShvach. You're making a bracha over the Torah that the Eibishter gave us. So one Monday of the Gemara, oh, that's only the Pesukim themselves. Only Mamish the Pesukim. That's what Hashem gave us. The other Monday of the Gemara holds the Medrash of the Pesukim is also. Mishnah is a Torah Shabbal Peh. That also. Talmud is the explanation of the Mishnah. If you look at it from that perspective, then the Gemara makes sense that it's talking about these things, because it's really a Birkas of Shvach over Hashem for giving us the Torah. So this Torah, that Torah, this part of Torah, you look spaced out today.
Yeah,
but if it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, then certainly it's anything that's a mitzvah. And it would be difficult to read the Gemara, like it doesn't make any sense. It's a mitzvah to learn everything and anything. Why shouldn't you make a bracha on it? What?
Discussion took place before the
Mishnah
was written, or?
No, it's Amur, it would be after the Mishnah was written. What about? So that's one way of looking at the Gemara. But the Gemara ultimately, you could say, relates to Pesukim indeed. The Gemara just expands. And you're always making a bracha over Pesukim. The Gemara just expands what Pesukim are. Pesukim themselves, or Darshan the Pesukim, or Mishnah, which is the interpretation of Pesukim, or Gemara, which is the interpretation of Mishnah, which is the interpretation of Pesukim. But it's Pesukim, Pesukim, Pesukim. It really boils down to the Pesukim. Why am I saying that? Because the Aruch HaShulchan is Masupik about what we call Medrash Agada. You want to learn Medrash Rabbah, you want to learn Medrosha or Kabbalah, you want to learn Zoya, you have to make a Birkas HaTorah over that. So the Aruch HaShulchan, what's the Tzad know? He's Masupik. He bribes with a Suffolk. Why? If you learn the Gemara and Brachas, then ultimately everything boils down to Pesukim. It's just a question of how far the link has to be. One man the Yama holds the Pesukim themselves, the other man the Yama holds the Drosha of the Pesukim, etc., etc., the way I explained it. But Medrash, what we call Medrash, Agadas, or Kabbalah, are not really related to the Pesukim. They're not interpretation of the Pesukim. Maybe they're a takeoff on the Pesukim, but you're not learning the Pesukim in any way. They're beyond the Pesukim. So maybe that's why not. Of course, if you say that whenever you're doing the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, you make a bracha, then certainly you're doing the Mitzvah Talmud Torah when you learn Kabbalah or Medrash also. But anyway, our Chazal only blive Sarachian. If you make on Medrash or on Agada, we'll call it, or on Kabbalah.
The Gemara that talks about what you should learn, you should learn Gemara because it has everything in it.
That's right. Taisa says that. Gemara says you should learn the third Mikra. What is that? That has nothing to do with
the discussion. But that's not how we learn. No, I'm saying you're saying Gemara is allowed because it includes Sukkah in the learning of the Gemara.
Well, that's an interpretation of the Maskanas HaGemara. That it's linked to the Pesukim, ultimately.
No, but there's one thing to say that the Gemara itself is an interpretation of the Pesukim, and it's another to say that learning Gemara itself involves...
That's true, certainly, if it does. But then it would depend on which piece of Gemara you're learning that day. You're saying when you learn Gemara, you're going to read the Pesukim. Okay, hachana? And according to everybody, you have to make Birkas HaTorah. Anyway, so Tzorach Levarach Bein Lemikra Bein Lemishna Bein Legemara Hagoa Bein Lemedrish, which the Mishpura explains is Kotten Gimel Mamachaber Gamken Loide Bezeh Ela Desvira Lehidu Bechal Mikra. Mamachaber didn't even bother saying Medrish. Medrish, this explanation of Medrish, this meaning of Medrish, and it's Darshan Pesukim, is so closely related to the Pesukim that of course it's included in Pesukim. So it's included in Mikra. So the Mechaber didn't have to say it. By the way, where you say Birkas HaTorah is really a three-way Shaila. I mean, what we do is you say Al Hatilah Shabdayim, you say Asher Yotzeh. That's Okay, our minig is to say Olam Kainu Shomer Shemesat to be right after Asher Yotza. The Ramah ground the hold is not so necessary. And therefore the Ramah hold to say Bichsa Torah after Asher Yotza, and then Olam Kainu Shomer. But we do like our minig, which is to be Somech Olam Kainu Shomer Shemesat to be Asher Yotza, and we make Bichsa Torah afterwards. But the real Sfarad Sidurim, I don't think Nusach Sfarad, but the real Sfarad Sidurim, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch Siddur, the Arizal Siddur, they have Bichsa Torah after Bichsa Shachar. After Bichsa Shachar. His perspective is, the Arizal's perspective is, that all these brachas are part of the new day, like the reawakening. You were created anew. So you say Asher Yotzar, you say the kind of Shema, you say Hano Shema Sechlilina, Pokei Achivrim, Ma'al Misharunim. That's all part of the waking up process. And B'chzatayr is after that. I think almost all people, even if they don't get up, most people, if they're being Masada the Brachas from the Siddur, they're not getting up to learn. Well, in any event, you should say Al-Mutil Shadayim, Asher Yotzar, Al-Kai, Neshama, Shemesatabi, and then Bichsa Torah. Even if you get up, you know, 4 in the morning to learn, you should do that. Okay. Dalit. I'm sorry, Gimel. Gimel and Dalit are really closely linked, and we should learn them as one. Gimel says, Akaisim B'Divrei Torah, if you're writing Divrei Torah, Avol B'Sheinu Korei, Sorech Lebarech. Dalit says, Hamahara B'Divrei Torah, he's just thinking, learning, thinking the Gemara, thinking the Divrei Torah, ain't Sorech Lebarech. It's only Hirur. On Hirur, you don't make a bracha. Agav, B'hu Adin Yachalif Sogdin, B'learn it's in his time. You can paskin a din. Now give him the reason. The reason is already learning. He had to think on learning to come up with the answer. But that was only thought. And I thought you don't make a bracha. The Yachal of Sagdin, the Loy Nasin of Stam with Borah. Now, many, many, many Achronim consider Siv Gimel and Dalit to be contradictory. If Dalit says you don't have to make a bracha on the Hirur of Divrei Torah, so Gimel, which is Kosev Divrei Torah, is Hirur. What is it? You're thinking about the learning, as you're right. Most answer, I mean, that's a question raised by the Taz, by the Mokadra, by the Gra. It's a very basic, you show the stick of fundamental question. What's going on? It's a contradiction. So there are Teirutzim to the Mechaber. One of the Teirutzim is that the Levush says it very well. He says, really, the Mechaber holds theoretically, you should be making a bracha on thinking in Torah. As we'll see, the Gra holds what you have to. The Gra can make a bracha even on thinking in Torah. It's just that on Dvarim that are belayed, on thoughts, you don't make a bracha. We had this Yisod a few times. I said, Loba, to make Kiva Eger. That's why you don't make a bracha on Bikol Chametz. On things going on in your kishkis, you don't make a bracha. Make a bracha on actions, not on kishkis. Mela, the Levush says, but theoretically, there's enough of the mitzvah, or there's enough Torah in Hirur to make a bracha on. It's just that, like, the technicality, you know, you don't make a bracha on Dvarim Shebalev. Oh, the Mela, when you're kosev, he says, so now it's an action. You're being kosev. I, the learning part, like, so that's no problem. Now you can always make Bichsa Torah. The problem was, you need, like, an action. So, Siva's an action. That's how the Levush answers the Mechaber. That's a classic Torah. But the Achronim consider it contradictory. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. The Gra is chaylik on the whole premise of Siv Dalit. The Gra holds, since it says, Vagisa bo yom alayla, the big question here. Vagisa bo yom alayla. What does Nagah mean? What does Vagisa mean?
So there's indeed two dictionary interpretations. Some say Vogisa means to talk. Bar HaShulchan has a whole slew of psukim where higayon in itself, not higayon haleid, but the word lahagos is dibur, is talking. A whole slew of psukim that has to do. Uloshoni tegetz et kecha, pizza dik yege chochma, lo yegu begronam. We say it every day. Very embarrassing that no one here said, hey, we say it every day. Lo yegu begronam. No, we don't say it every day, actually, every Shabbos. Ki emes yege chiki. And whenever it talks about thinking, it says, hegyon libi. Hegyon libi. So he, you know, Rajukh's. Gogiso definitely means to talk. Others say Higayu means to be Mahara. That's the Grah. The Grah holds certainly you make the Sotera on thinking. I'm thinking about learning. I'm thinking of learning. He's Chaylik with the Mechaber and Zivdal. So he doesn't care about Ksiva. Certainly you make on Ksiva. There's two problems. The steer between Gimel and Dalit and the Mechaber himself. And then Dalid, the Groh, and others are Chaylikon. And they hold, you have to make a Birch Satoira on Hero. Here, listen to the Groh. The Groh says, first is the issue of, it's true that Hero loves Kedibur Dami. That's the legal principle involved here, primarily. If Hero is Kedibur Dami or not. But the Groh says, even if it is not, but by Torah, it's only right that you should make a bracha over it. Because, that's the mitzvah. So, I can for sure make a bracha over the mitzvah. So, that's the Groh. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What? What? Certainly, and that everybody's molded to. The chiddush of the Groh is that even though Hirhur Lav Kedibur Dami, this is the proper interpretation of the Groh, by the way. There are achronim that interpret the Groh differently, but if you ever come across them, you can ignore them. The proper interpretation of the Groh is that it could be true that Hirhur is Lav Kedibur Dami, but by Torah, you make a bracha on it anyway, because by Torah, Hirhur deserves a bracha, because that's the mitzvah also, for Gisa Bayom Malayla. Which the Groh interprets to mean to think, to contemplate. Or Hashulchan argues with the whole premise of the meaning of the word Vagisa. Right? So that's why Hashulchan. What do you mean? Machlokas. The Mechaber says, for Hirur you do not make a bracha. The Groh argues and says, for Hirur you do make a bracha. Or Hashulchan defends the Shulchan Aruch.
Right, but if they're saying that Hirur is also part of the Gata.
Part of the Gisa, yeah.
And
why? But that's the Groh. The Groh holds what Gisa means to think. Dor HaShulchan says, he brings down, he goes through a list of words in Tanakh where the Gisa means to talk. So the whole Groh falls away. If the Groh is based on the Gisa Vayom Valayla and with the premise that the Gisa means to think, so the Dor HaShulchan destroys the whole premise. By going through Nach and showing that Vagisa always relates to the mouth. And when you want it to relate to thinking, it always says, Higayon Leiv. Right? Vagisi Belibi, Higayon Libi Lefanecha. It says Higayon Libi. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Dalin Akosev, Sphere Lane and Machabah holds the Ksiva Odif Mehur, it's like a better. That's what we saw in the name of the Levush. The Eish Omrim was a practical issue. The Derech HaKosev, the Hosi Tevos Mipid, Vishasak Siva, as he writes, he says over the words, so he ends up saying the words. Vichoza, because of Svarim La'atzol, Derech Limudo. He's learning. Umevin Mashahu Kosev. Abel Sofer HaMatik. You just... How do they used to print Svarim? Sefer used to take an old copy and write a new copy. So if you're just copying over the words, Ain't a mevakesh lahodin, and he doesn't have to understand it. He's just copying the words. So ain't tzarich lebarech, ain't zeh limud. Koshkin of Koshkin of the Puzzle Begeris or Rishus, the Dabar Tzachos, to make a nice language, a nice phrase. You have a nice turn of the phrase, you're able to quote a Puzzle. Certainly you don't have to make a Bechsa Torah on that. Ain't tzarich lebarech. Kibish Enim is Kavim Lumon, his intention is not to learn. He wants to turn a nice phrase. Ulinyan Maisa, Halacha Lamaisa, the scheme of Achronim, not to rely on the Mechaber, who allows you to make a bracha overriding Torah. Shari Mikomo, Komeni Rak Ma'arab, and Divrei Torah. Bottom line, it's the same as Hirur. It's not on a higher level, because it's an action. But the real action is taking place belayed, so it's like Hirur. And Leroy, it would be proper, the whole Kaisa Divrei Torah, Shayyotzi Mitiv Katsas Tables. You should say some words. You know, nobody's locking you in and closing your mouth. The whole issue is when you don't say anything. So the Mishnah Paschal, although we Paschal like the Man the Omar, that you don't make a bracha tziva, right? But the Mechaber says, yeah, because you'll say some words. So that's the best thing to do. Go say some words and make a bracha tziva. Unless Stamazai, you know, the way we say Bechsat Torah, you're always learning right after Bechsat Torah. It's never Brachel Batola, because we always say Yivarechacha, Hashem Yishmerecha, and Elu Dvorim. It's like part of the Nusach. It wasn't always part of the Nusach. Now it's part of the Nusach. So we're always learning right after Kriyas HaTorah. So we don't have to worry about anything, because we're always learning. So there's no problem. What? Well, then how could he can't say the bracha either? So the shaila is if he should be mahara the bracha. That's a whole shaila. If a mute, not a deaf mute. A deaf mute is like a shaita, part of all mitzvahs. But just a plain mute. So the shaila, if he should be pashas, he should be mahara the brachas. So he's b'chuyav and b'chuyav and he's mahara the brachas. Dalit. Oh, hey, and it's orich. The era loves kadibur dami. The things we actually saw was an alam the bim and take a sefer. Sometimes a person picks up a sefer in the morning and he looks at it, he studies it. So the big shaila of the bracha, right? So the best is the whole thing says divrei Torah b'pecha ha-bracha. And they know I'm a psukim because kind of a short divrei Torah after a bracha commercial marriage. Again, the way we say bichsa Torah, you never have a problem because we learn right after the bichsa Torah automatically. But if not, so you shouldn't get caught in a situation of making bichsa Torah over here because it's a shaila. So the best is to say it with make sure you speak some words out. Yochol in Paskin Adin, it means to Paskin Adin without learning the reason. Without learning the reason. But to learn a din is already, if you're learning out loud the din, that's already Torah. That's for sure you have to make a bracha. You can paskin a din because it's only maharer. The gro argues and holds that you have to make a bracha over hirur. Everybody's mind that you can do a mitzvah for bichas haTorah, even though you're thinking how to do it, but you're not learning per se. You know, you're thinking what you have to do. Okay, you know, so mainly you're thinking about the din, but you're not miskaven to do Talmud Torah. You're just thinking on a pragmatic level how you should conduct yourself, and on that you don't make a bracha. That's what you lose most fun. So when you do a mitzvah, or you're even like sort of paskening a din to yourself, you know, oh, what do I do first, bichsa Torah or elokai neshama? Oh, I mean, we don't spoke about it last night. So that you're allowed to think about before bichsa Torah.
Should we double say bichsa before?
Yes, definitely. Because you're saying tzukim,
when you're putting on talus and tefillin. And anyway, we paskin that you should preferably make sure to say Birkas Torah before you say any tzukim and davening. Preferably.
Have
what? Talus and tefillin? After what?
No, have some tefillas that, like,
and they're psukim in it?